troubled Mary charged off the elevator into the firm's reception area. Marshall Trow, the firm's receptionist, was seated at the reception desk wearing a pink cotton sweater with a tan skirt. Her brown hair, which she used to weave into a hippie braid, had been cut and shaped since Rosato and Associates had moved uptown and became a good hair office. "Where have you been all morning?" Marshall asked, her voice low, then handed her the morning mail and a slew of yellow phone messages. "That man on the couch is a reporter from the Philly News. He's been waiting for you since 9 o'clock. "For me?" Mary took the messages, puzzled. She had never been interviewed in her life. The reporter was already getting off the couch and crossing to her. He struck her as incredibly good-looking, with dark eyes and a confident grin, dressed in khaki slacks and a soft blue work shirt. "Jim McIntyre," he said when he arrived, smiling and shaking her hand. "You must be Mary D'Annunzio. Do you have a sec to talk to me? It's about Amadeo Brandolini." "Amadeo? How do you know about Amadeo?" Mary asked, surprised. Nobody else knew about Amadeo, especially nobody this hot. "I'd like to write a feature about him, maybe shed some light on his plight, shine a spotlight on him in history, so to speak." Mary led the reporter to her office, where he settled into one of the new navy cloth chairs opposite her desk. She went around the desk, set down her bag and briefcase, and took her seat. "So how did you find out about Amadeo Brandolini?" she asked. "My barber, Joe Antonelli, mentioned it to me." "Uncle Joey?" Mary felt a rush of familiarity. So the reporter was a guy with an Uncle Joey haircut. The executive, unless she missed her guess. "Joe's been cutting my hair for 3 years. He's a great guy." "He sure is." "He's very proud of you, your job here and your accomplishments. You're the star of the family, the neighborhood," McIntyre grinned. He didn't say he was your uncle, though. He isn't.